ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين.
Hudur says, today is the Eid of sacrifice. Whosoever has the capacity, he sacrifices an animal. Here in the Western countries, there is no such concept of sacrifice, and maybe some people may not know clearly about it. But those who live in Africa, Asia, and other third world countries, where they buy goats and they buy the cows, or some people sacrifice even a camel. These days, people compete with each other, try to buy the best animal. And then, with great pride, they say, we have spent so much on buying the goat, or have bought such an expensive cow. There were many other relatives who tried to overtake us, but our animal was the biggest. So they have more a matter of show in such sacrifices, and it is quite clear and is obvious that they are doing nothing but show and pretense. There are some people who buy lean animals, or they buy such animals which do not come to the standard of the sacrificial animal. They are just filling the form, so to say. And they sometimes waste in vain pursuits. And but when they come to sacrifice, they think everything is too expensive. Whereas there is a hadith which is from Yahya bin Sa'id. He said, I heard Yahya bin Sahl say that we used to feed them, feed the sacrificial animal well, and used to fatten them, and other Muslims used to do the same. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to make special arrangements for the sacrificial animals, and he used to try to find the best animals for it. In any case, it's a section of community who are either doing their best, or they are deprived of the spirit of sacrifice. They must remember that the sacrifice has to be done for the sake of Allah. Allah knows your capacity, and He also knows your excuses. You can never deceive God. As I have mentioned, that all kind of section of community, whether they are those who are doing their best or not fulfilling their duty, they should always keep Allah's commandment in view, which I have recited. Allah says that neither will their flesh reach Allah nor their blood, but it is your righteousness that reaches God. Thus has He subjected them to you, that you may glorify God for His guidance and give glad tidings to those who do good. which means that you are buying expensive animals and vying with each other just to show the world what great sacrifice you have done, so that people are influenced that you are well-to-do and are rich. And remember, Allah will have no care for such sacrifices. Your expensive or well-fed and fattened animals are fulfilling all the requirements of sacrifice, but in the sight of Allah it has no bearing, because you are not fulfilling the requirements of the spirit of sacrifice and you lack righteousness. And you have your selfish desires and worldly impressions. And Allah is independent of this. He does not care how much flesh there is in your sacrificial animal. He does not care that you have shed the blood of a healthy sacrificial animal. He does not take care how much money you have spent to buy that sacrificial animal. So those who sacrifice animals which do not fulfill the requirements of sacrifice, and they find excuses to do so, they can show the world that they have carried out a sacrifice. Some sacrifice a very small animal, and they are not worthy, and they are very lean, and they do not show the animals. All you see is the flesh they just produce. They can tell the world that they have carried out the sacrifice and have distributed its flesh in the to the neighbors, but Allah, who knows to the depths of man's thoughts, and He knows their innermost condition, and He knows what were the type of animals, He would say that you did not carry out that sacrifice with the spirit of sacrifice, but by fearing the world you have sacrificed an animals. That otherwise people will talk again about you, that he was unable to carry out even a small animal. This sacrifice may save you from people's comments, but Allah, who wants and expects sacrifice from you to establish righteousness in you, you will not be able to attain that aim. So this flesh and this blood which you have shed after sacrificing the animal, if it is deprived of righteousness and is deprived of attaining the aim which God has set, then Allah has no care of such worldly pursuits and worldly desires and things. Allah wants to develop the spirit of sacrifice in you as you sacrifice the animal, and you should realize at the time of sacrificing that Allah has asked us to fulfill His command and has subdued this animal and subjected this animal to me, and I have slaughtered it. Allah has enabled me to follow the tradition and practice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah has enabled me that I have followed the tradition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and has thus sacrificed this animal. Allah enabled me that I should act on His commandments, and I was able to act upon His commandments. He enabled me that I should be among those who try to attain His pleasure. So Allah says that when you will be sacrificing with this motive, by following the paths of righteousness, then such sacrifices will reach me. So, as I have said, this is the spirit with which you should present sacrifices to God. By explaining its philosophy, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that in the Sharia of Islam, Allah had set models for various commandments. Man is commanded that with all its powers, with all his capacities, should sacrifice himself in the path of Allah, and the physical sacrifices are set as an example for this. But the real is the selfish sacrifice. As Allah says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لَهُمُهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ تَخْوَى مِنْكُمْ لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لَهُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ تَخْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That neither does the flesh reaches God nor its blood, but its righteousness reaches you. That you should fear God in such a way as though you suffer death in his path. And as you sacrifice animals, you should sacrifice yourself in the path of Allah. And if one's righteousness is not on this level, he is not perfected. So this is the standard of righteousness with which the sacrifices of animals should be presented to God. This is place of attaining Allah's will and Allah's pleasure with which you should sacrifice your animals. As this animal is being slaughtered by you and presenting his life to you, similarly, you should realize that if there was the opportunity to sacrifice myself in the path of Allah, I am ready for it. You should have it in your mind that this sacrifice is to remind us that sacrifice when father had prepared to sacrifice his animal and his son, and the son had presented himself to sacrifice in the way of Allah. When father and son were ready to slaughter the son, and the son was ready to be slaughtered, when you will be doing sacrifice with this passion and with this feelings, then this is the standard of righteousness at which if whatever sacrifice you do, Allah accepts such sacrifices. And what is taqwa? It is to act upon commandments of Allah, and it reminds us of this, and that we should always be ready to act and make effort to act upon the commandments of God. This example of a great sacrifice has given a model to those who believe in God that one day they will pass on and they will have to die. And to achieve higher aim, the life has no value. There is no benefit of a life which is attained by losing your faith. And to show us this great model of sacrifice, who were the father and son who were ready to establish this standard, that how we have to be ready to sacrifice ourselves in the way of God. And this is an example of the history of religion, that this obedience and patience and piety, they were ready for it. And as a result of that, Allah said, when he was about to slaughter the son, that stop, do not wield the knife. all I wanted was to test your sacrifice and to see what were the standard of your righteous and what level of obedience you have, and you have come to this test. You have fulfilled this test, and now there is no need for that, because I have to seek a greater sacrifice from you, which will be remembered till the end of days. As it says in another place, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَا هُسَّيَا
أَسْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا عَبَتِ فَلْمَا تُمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّابِرِينَ فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ قَدْ صَدَقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين.
The translation is that when he was old enough to work with him, he said, "Oh my dear son, I have seen in a dream, and I often see this dream, that I am slaughtering you. So consider what you think of it." He replied, "O my father, does as you are commanded. You will find me, if Allah wills, of those who are patient." And when they both submitted to the will of God, and he held him on the ground face down, we called out, "O Abraham, you have indeed fulfilled the dream. Thus do we reward those who do good." That surely was a manifest trial, and we ransomed him with a great sacrifice, and we left for him a good name among the following generations. What was that greater sacrifice for which he was saved? One was that he was left in a desolate land, and the mother and son were left in this unfertile and desolate land. Hazrat Abraham left Ishmael and Hijra, and Hijra asked him, "Where are you going, leaving us here?" The faith of the wife was also so perfected. She said, "If you are leaving us for the commandment of God, by God, God will never let us go to waste. He never let the sacrifices which are done for his sake go to waste." And you can see how fruitful his sacrifice became. Not only that, that particular jungle became turned into a great city, but among his generations, such a prophet was raised who was called Khatamul Anbiya, whom Allah called the last of the prophets. Through him, Allah perfected the Sharia law and declared that he is the last law-bearing prophet. After him, no prophet with Sharia law will appear, nor he can come. He is so beloved prophet of mine that if I did not want to create him, I would not have created the universe. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself sets this great standards of sacrifice which are unparalleled. The example which had to be prepared to be sacrificed for the sake of Allah, which Hazrat Abraham had established, many such examples every day were set by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not only himself, that he set such examples, but his companions were also under his spiritual powers, made them of setting such a high standard of sacrifices that one is amazed what great achievements they had made. Hazrat Ismail, may peace be on him, by his ready of sacrifice, and Allah has saved him from this sacrifice, because in future there will be untold examples which will be set among his generations and among those who believe in him, as they were set in the time of the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that the Satan and his henchmen realize, and his disciple realize, that though people who sacrifice for the sake of Allah, how they let themselves be slaughtered and how they shed their blood in the way of Allah. And then some of the models of the sacrifices were to be set in the latter day people, Akhirin, who had to be joined with the earlier people in Islam. According to the promise of God in the latter days, they had to set examples similar to the one which were set in the earlier times, and promised Messiah with reference to this, explaining how the latter day people will join the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, this our time has a comparison to this period, because this is the last time, and this month is also the last month of the Islamic calendar, and both are about to end. In this last month are also sacrifices, and so are in this last time, and the difference is only of the real and its image, which you see in a mirror, and its time has passed in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is, and the real sacrifices of spirit and soul. Oh, the wise people, animal sacrifices are a reflection of the sacrifices of one's spirit and soul, and they are only set to show you what the real sacrifice is. So do understand this reality, and after the companions of the Holy Prophets, you have the right, and you are worthy of it, that you should understand this reality. And there should be a group among you in the last days with Allah's mercy and grace. You have been linked to the previous people. And the chain of time periods had ended at our time, as the sacrifices ended on this last month of the calendar, Islamic calendar. And this is the reference. And this is what is pointing out in this, that this time is ending, and you should understand Promised Messiah and believe in him. Promised Messiah says, I am ending the station of sainthood as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ending the prophethood. He is the Khatmul Anbiya, and I am Khatmul Awliya. After me, there will be no sainthood except those who will be from me and will follow me and fulfill his covenant with me. And I have been sent with this blessing and with this glory, and my step is on such a minaret and such a tower on which all height has ended. Therefore, fear Allah and recognize me, and do not deny me. And do not insist on denial. Alhamdulillah, that we recognize this time. And according to the prophecy of Khatamul Anbiya and his command, we have believed in Khatamul Awliya. It is a great blessing of Allah that after entering this pious community, holy community, we also, there are some reflections of the sacrifices among us which were done at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we find such examples that children were snatched their meals when the women were made widows and the children were made orphans, and when the father was killed in front of his son, when by tried to kidnap the member of the Jamaat, they wanted to harm the Jamaat. But these people who were embodied sacrifice, they sacrificed, but they did not let their spirit of sacrifice be harmed. And the greatest sacrifice, which is an example of this period, we see at the time of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, when a great prince was chained in heavy chains and was locked in an isolated cell and was given an option continuously to deny promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. But that his heart, who was filled with faith and with righteousness, he always replied to them that the real life is what is spent for the sake of God. The life is only that which glorifying the name of Allah and spent on acting on His commandments. Today, by acting on the commandments of Allah, I have joined the Akhireen community and have accepted promised Messiah, which we were commanded by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have accepted that promised Messiah who had to join the latter-day people with the earlier people. Should I go back, turn back from this commandment of Allah? Not only one, if I were given thousands of lives, I can sacrifice in this way. And they continue to insist, deny, deny, and then your life will be saved. But each time the enemy heard the same reply from this prince, that through this sacrifice I will gain the proximity of Allah, and this is the purpose of life. So this is the method of celebrating the Eid of sacrifice, that we remember these sacrifices which has spread Ahmadiyyat in all corners and all and of the earth. And therefore, you should remember the martyrs of Ahmadiyyat and his children, and also remember the prisoners of conscience in the way of Allah, and also remember those who are doing other sacrifices in this way. Today, the prayers of every Ahmadi and their sacrifices should change into supplications for those who have sacrificed for this for Jamaat, and they should memorize us and remind us of sacrifices which people did for the sake of Jamaat. The memory of the sacrifice for the nation, if they are established and continue, they are the one who continue to revive the nations and continue to take them to victories and advancement. May Allah enable all of us to do this. May Allah with His grace will bless Jamaat with such people who do these sacrifices. Ameen. today is Jummah, and for that we are making this announcement that there will be no Jummah held today. The Zohar prayer will be offered, and I say wish Eid Mubarak to all of you, and may Allah and give you His happiness and enable you to follow His follow paths of His pleasure. Ameen. I have wished you Eid Mubarak. The people, the members in other countries must not think I haven't wished them Eid Mubarak. So my Eid Mubarak is for people of the whole world. Let's join in silent prayer.
الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد.
عيد مبارك.